I chatted with Daniel Ross, who is the artistic director of Lanuba, and asked him what the story is all about.
There is a loose storyline, there's a starting point, and you know, there's a journey, if you'd like. You know, you just had a cleaning lady coming in, starting to do a little job there, and then suddenly she's waking up all of these things and these memories, and that's a little bit of a pretext to get into the acrobatics and to get people to feel raw emotions, which obviously I think you did. We have the comedy on the show does its job really well. I think we've got new clowns on the show since 2 years, but the acrobatics as well. You'd be sitting there. You had that feeling of, oh my God, is she going to fall? Oh my, this is. We've done our job well. Like you, obviously, you had a good time, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's like that. You know, when you watch fireworks and you go, oh, it's that. Yeah. It's that feeling you get. So you've got entertainment as well with the clowns, who were really funny.
One of them, Pablo, is Spanish.
Okay.
And the other one, Pavel, which is Polish, from Poland. And the funny thing is that Pavel and Pablo, that these are the same names. It's Paul.
I caught up with Denise from Visit Orlando and asked her, what is there in downtown Disney?
We have an amazing performing arts center. We have a Major League Soccer team now with the Brazilian star Kaká. So you can check out a soccer game here too. Not quite the same as back home, but you can get the American experience of it, a little bit different. And there's restaurants, a history center, and just fun areas to just explore and discover something a little different. It's really exploding here. Like, so the Orlando team, they're playing in the Citrus Bowl right now, but they have a brand new stadium that's being built for them and it will open next year. So a great venue to go and watch a game.
Brilliant, perfect. And not only that, as also you can check out Orlando Magic, which one day when I come, I'm going to check out a basketball game.
Yes, it is fantastic. The Amway Center is a beautiful state-of-the-art facility. So you're going to be in a fabulous environment. You're going to have a fun time at the game. And that's right in the heart of downtown. So you can, you know, walk to a restaurant, go over, see a game. There's a couple hotels down there too. Like, so there's a lot of options for you.
Professional golfer Rob Turner came into the studio. I asked him who designed the course that's here at the Waldorf Astoria.
Bruce Jones design, and it's challenging. This is challenging, but it's five sets of tees. You can play it at any length that suits your game. You know, it's a resort golf course, so it is a little more friendly.
Yeah, the water hazards, though, you don't mind going in them because they're so pretty.
You can observe the ball going in. Obviously, it's not something that we want all of our golfers to do.
True.
But it is part of the golf course. And you talked about the sand, you talked about the water, and that's obviously hazards, typical Florida golf courses. In Central Florida, the fairways are lined with houses, residential units, condos, whatever it is, the reason for the golf course existing. Here it isn't. There was nothing out there. You step on the first tee, it's just golf, it's just wildlife, it's just beautiful sanctuary that we have here.